Welcome to the Lifehouse Church podcast. More information about Lifehouse and our senior pastors, Richard and Helen Kabakian, can be found at lifehouse.com.au. We hope you enjoy the following message.
We are in a series called Behind the Scenes. And that term comes from the theatre industry, from the film industry, where obviously what happens behind the scenes is a whole lot more complicated than what we see on the front end, in front of the curtain, or on our screens. And this series is designed to help us understand what could possibly be going on behind the scenes of our lives, in our relationships, in our finances, in this world. What could possibly be going on behind the scenes that we are not aware of, that once we understand it, can really help us to move forward. Last week, I spoke about removing the veil when you're trying to speak to somebody about some complicated issues or some truth, and they don't seem to be receiving it. You know, don't forget to remove the veil. And if that is happening in your world, I'd encourage you to listen to last week's message. This week's message is to encourage those people who have prayed prayers. You have been believing God. You believe in the power of prayer. You believe in fasting. You believe in all those things to bring God's will into your world, the desires of your heart. But yet, as far as you're concerned, those things are just not taking place. What could possibly be going on? Well, today we're going to look behind the scenes. Why don't you just bow your heads with me very quickly? We're going to pray. Father, I thank you for everyone that is watching. God, please reveal truth to us all in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Have a look at what Ephesians chapter 3, verse 9 says. This is the Apostle Paul speaking. He says, my task is to bring out in the open and make plain what God, who created all of this in the first place, has been doing in secret and behind the scenes all along. Did you know that we serve a God who loves to work behind the scenes? Do you know that we also have an enemy who loves to work behind the scenes? And I think when we talk about behind the scenes, there is a story from the book of Daniel that I think is going to really help us out today. Many of us would know who Daniel is. He was just a great man who was serving a king at a certain point in time, and he really helped God's people. And the Bible says that Daniel, this is in chapter 10, it says Daniel was concerned about the future of God's people. And so he began to fast for 21 days. Well, we are right now in a fast, and we actually are calling it the Daniel fast, named after this guy. And the reason that he went into a fast, friends, was because he was concerned about God's people. He was concerned about his homeland. And I'm just wondering, is there anybody watching right now that is a little bit concerned about what's going on around the world? Is there anyone concerned about what's going on in Victoria right now? Hey, listen, I am. I am definitely concerned about what I'm seeing. I'm concerned about some of the things that are going on in our young people in regards to their mental health, about businesses, relationship breakdowns, suicides. Guys, I'm concerned, and I'm so glad that as a church we are fasting and that we are praying, because sometimes we do a whole lot of this, but we need to be doing a whole lot of this. God, we need you. And so Daniel began to pray, just like we are doing right now. And I'm so proud of you who are joining us on this fast. But as far as the Bible's concerned, you know, the Bible tells us that Daniel heard nothing from God for 21 days. Nothing. He was praying. He was fasting. But he heard absolutely nothing. I wonder why. Well, Daniel chapter 10, verses 12 to 14 says this. It says, then he said, this is an angel that eventually arrives. He says, don't be afraid, Daniel. Since the first day that you began to pray, did you hear that? The very first day that you began to pray for understanding and to humble yourself before God, watch this, your request has been heard in heaven. You know, sometimes you feel like you're praying and you're wondering, has God even heard my request? Well, friends, according to this, yes. See, we get to look behind the scenes in this story. And then he says, I have come in answer to your prayer. Verse 13, watch this. But for 21 days, the spirit prince of the kingdom of Persia blocked my way. There it is, friends. And that's what we're going to unpack today. Did you realize that sometimes when you are praying and you're not hearing anything. It's not coming to pass. You're thinking, does God care about me? Does God love me? Why isn't God answering my prayer? Could it be, according to this passage here, could it be that your prayers are being hindered and they're being blocked because there is a spirit that is stopping it from coming to pass? It says, then Michael, one of the archangels, came to help me, and I left him there with the spirit prince of the kingdom of Persia. It says, now I am here to explain what will happen to your people in the future, for this vision concerns a time yet to come. Wow! Are you getting what is going on here? Daniel is praying. He's wondering what's going on. God, why aren't you answering my prayer? Why aren't you saying anything? And this angel says to him, God heard your prayer, just like he's heard your prayer, guys. He has heard your prayer about your children, about your faith, about your business, about every area of concern that you have that you're bringing to God. God has heard it. But what Daniel experienced here was that there are forces that are stopping our prayers from coming to pass. Do you know what Daniel discovered that day? Do you know how we sing a song in our church where it gets to the bridge of the song and it says, even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I can't feel it, you're working. You never stop. You never stop working. He discovered that day that God is a way maker and that God is making a way, but he's working behind the scenes. Friends, I want you to take courage. I want you to be encouraged right now. God is working on things behind the scenes. Isn't that good to know? But you'll notice that Daniel didn't stop praying. And for a lot of us, we get into day three of our prayer life and it doesn't happen, or we don't hear God, or we don't sense that something has taken place, and we just give up. No, Daniel didn't do that. He just kept praying and fasting and fasting and praying until he heard from God. But I think the important part here is to remember that Daniel's prayer was heard the very first moment he prayed. I love that. God hears us, but he is working behind the scenes. Friends, this changes everything. Listen to this. We are not wrestling with God, begging God. That's not what the 21 days is for. We're not spending 21 days begging God to do something he doesn't want to do. That's not what Daniel was doing. He believed he was praying God's will, just like many of us are praying God's will, right? We're believing that what we're praying about is what God wants as well. What Daniel was praying for, he was basically ensuring that his prayer was getting through. Let me explain what I mean. You know, when I was much younger, much younger, there was a game. I used to go to this cafe, and there used to be this game there. And then you would play the game, and then there was a challenge time. And during that challenge time, your avatar, you know, the person that you're controlling, would have to fight an opposing character. And what would happen is that we both had fuel cells, right? And every time that character would hit my avatar, the challenger, whenever he would hit me, it would take away some of my fuel cell. And so what I would have to, there were two buttons. Some of you remember this game. There were two buttons, and you'd have to quickly push those two buttons. And the more that you push those two buttons, it would give my avatar some fuel. It would keep him alive as he was taking the blows of the other challenger. It was my finger work. And if you stopped doing that, then with every blow, without more energy, then eventually you would die. Friends, did you know, when you pray a prayer, God needs you to jump onto the, God, I'm still believing. God, I'm still gonna fast for this. And we need to keep our faith going. Friends, we don't just pray a prayer, not see it come to pass and just go, I wonder when that's going to come to pass. No, that's not what Daniel did. Daniel prayed. He didn't see anything change, but he wasn't doing that. He was praying. He was fasting. He was believing God until what? Until he heard from God. Until it came to pass. Friends, behind the scenes, I wonder what is going on right now. Mark 11:24, it says, this is Jesus speaking. Therefore, I say to you, whatever things you ask, watch this, when you pray, Right then, he says, believe that you receive them and you will have them. Believe that you receive them. When? We need to do that at the moment that we pray. Hey, I'm sure during this time of lockdown that many of you have jumped online, you've ordered some things through different companies. Maybe some of you have ordered some things from Amazon lately. You know, when you get online, you know, you make your request. and then you pay for your request. But I'm sure that no one is going to the front door within 3 or 4 minutes to see if your order has arrived from Amazon. Now, you may do that when it comes to your Uber Eats, because it's just a small order, it's just a small thing, and you may expect that to come very shortly, in 15 minutes, 45 minutes, whatever. But if you've ordered a gym set and it's through Amazon, you don't expect that to come the next day, but you do expect it to come, and you keep believing for it to come. But friends, we've got to have some patience too to realize that there is a battle going on. Now, there are probably some battles going on with Australia Post right now too. But we need to be people who we pray and then we believe that the answer is on the way. Come on, tap somebody around you and say, the answer is on the way. You're praying for your children. You're not seeing anything change in their life right now. But friends, the answer is on the way. Some of us are praying about this whole COVID thing. Well, come on, guys, we've got to keep believing the answer is on the way. Some of you singles are out there. You'd be praying about relationships. Friends, don't give up. Keep believing the answer is on the way. What about the prodigal son's father? You know, this prodigal son takes off. And the Bible says that the father's heart, well, actually, the Bible doesn't tell us at all about the father, but one thing we do know about him is that the father was constantly out waiting for the son to come home. How do we know that? Because the Bible says that when he was a long way off, the father saw his son and he ran toward him. Do you know, I'm sure there was many a night that the father was thinking, when is this child going to come home? But what he didn't realize was God was working behind the scenes on that young man, and life went badly for him. We know that. He made some bad decisions and things went terribly for him. Do you know, what if the father had given up? What if the father had just said, I don't think he's coming, and didn't go out to meet his son? No, he didn't give up, friends. He waited for him. And you know, God needs to have within us a spirit that is going to wait. We're going to wait until this thing comes to pass. Come on, say amen, somebody, if you know what I'm talking about here. I love this, because when we look behind the scenes, we start to understand we serve a big God that is trying to bring great things into our world. Do you remember when Jesus walked up to the fig tree and he didn't see any figs upon it? And the Bible says that he cursed it. Well, as we all know, nothing happened to the tree right there and then, but the next day the Bible says it was completely withered away. What happened? Jesus' prayer didn't attack the leaves. It didn't attack the fruit, because there was none. What Jesus' prayer did was it attacked the root. And sometimes, friends, when we are praying prayers, God's not so interested in the outside things. He's working at the heart of the matter, at the heart. And we've got to give God the time. Friends, he is a miracle-working God, and he's often working behind the scenes. We've all been to restaurants. We've all been to cafes. When you order a meal, you don't expect it to turn up right there and then. You may do that in a fast food store, but when you want something of quality, friends, it all takes time. Now listen, what I'm not saying is that we should continue to persist, friends. Yes, when we pray and we ask God, now we are waiting, but I'm not suggesting that we just stop praying. No, we are waiting. We understand that there is a spiritual realm out there. Just like with Daniel, there was a fight going on, and eventually Michael the archangel came and he got his answer. Yes, that is what's going on, but Daniel kept praying. Now, what I'm trying to explain here is, guys, we're often, it's not that we are begging God, but friends, there is no doubt about it. Jesus told us some beautiful stories, parables, about this attitude of continually asking God. Luke 18 is one of those stories about a woman who continually goes to the judge, to a judge, and it says, one day Jesus told his disciples a story to show that they should always pray and never give up. Why would Jesus feel the need to tell us a story about that? Because we tend to want to give up. But he's saying, don't do that. And then he says, there was a judge in a certain city, he said, who neither feared God nor cared about people. Now, hang on a minute. We all know that this story is to illustrate God and us. We are that woman and the judge is God. No. That's not what Jesus is doing here. Jesus is actually drawing a comparison. He's actually saying that God is the complete opposite of that. And as we know, this woman wears down the judge and she gets what she wants from the judge. And Jesus is saying, if that man who doesn't love people and doesn't care about God, if that man gave that woman what she wanted, how much more our loving Father? Jesus was exaggerating the opposites between our Father and that judge. He was a judge, our God is a loving Father. He didn't care about people, our God sent his only begotten Son so that we could live for him. Come on, have a look at what it says. It says, but this woman is driving me crazy. This is verse 5. I'm going to see that she gets justice because she's wearing me out with her constant requests. Friends, what happened in this story? This woman was shameless. She just kept coming and coming, and she was so unorthodox in what she was doing. She didn't wait for a court date. She actually went to his personal residence. She was crossing boundaries and crossing lines everywhere. But this reveals something to us about the nature of God. Jesus was revealing something to us. Jesus was not offended by the woman who gate-crashed the party and opened up a bottle of perfume and put it all over him and over his feet, anointing him. Everybody else was offended. Jesus said, I like your attitude, girl. I love what you're doing. Jesus was honored that there was a tax collector up in a tree with his three-piece suit trying to just get a glimpse of Jesus. Jesus honored that. Friends, come on, we need to get radical about what we are willing to do in order to hear from God, to get the things that we are requesting from God. Where's the people that are just gonna go crazy about this stuff? Come on, where are the fasters? Where are the people that are praying and not just accepting everything that's going on around our world? Jesus loved those four friends who opened up a hole over where he was preaching and then lowered a man in. Jesus said, I love your faith, guys. That's the sort of God that we serve. Oh, you know, there was a time, guys, I used to give my kids everything they wanted the first time they asked. I was just trying to be a good dad. I just wanted to be a loving dad. But you know, I learned very quickly, not a good move. You know, one day my son said, hey, Dad, I'd love one of those. It was called a Wacom drawing tablet or something. And basically you get this pen and you draw, and then from there it goes onto your computer. You know, back in the day, this is like a good 15 years ago or something, it was like $500 or $600. And I just bought it for him. He asked for it once and I just bought it for him. Well, guess how many times you use that thing? Yeah, you guessed it, right? Come on, parents, how many drum kits do you have sitting in the garage? Keyboards, guitars, where your child asked you once, Dad, I want to learn the drums. Next thing you know, you've bought them a Pearl drum kit with 60,000 drums and snares. You know, and where is it now? Sitting in the garage. Why? Because it was a great thought, but did they really, really want it? And I'm wondering whether we serve a God in heaven who basically says, look, I know you've prayed about it once, but how badly do you really, really want it? I know some pastors that pray for a big church. Oh, man, I need a big church. But the minute their church grows by 20 or 30 people, they start complaining that things are too busy and that, you know, this is not what I asked for, God. And God's like, wow, lucky I didn't give you the thousands and thousands of people that you're asking for. Now, I'm wondering whether we serve a God who wants us to pray about it a little bit more than what we've even, but than what we think is reasonable. You know, when Hannah and I built our home, we actually built it with wardrobes. That was a complete waste of time. If the kids just had told us that, we're just going to use our beds and the floor to put all of our clothes on. Now, come on. What are we praying about? What are we asking God for? You know, we all know the story when Peter was in jail and he was there, and the Bible says that they began to pray for him. Acts chapter 12, verse 5, it says, Peter was therefore kept in prison, but constant prayer. I love that. Constant prayer was offered to God for him by the church. Now, some of us know the story. An angel comes, gets him out of jail. Peter then goes and knocks on the door of the very prayer meeting that is happening for him. Now, as we all know, as he gets there, he knocks on the door, a young girl opens the door and she sees Peter, and then she closes the door again and she runs and tells the people, hey, listen, Peter's at the door, and they don't even believe her. What does that tell us? You know, sometimes you can be praying about something but not really, really believe it's going to happen. Well, in this case, it actually happened. But I've got some great news for you, friend. The Bible says they constantly prayed and their answer came knocking on their door. I believe some of the things you've been praying about are going to be knocking on your door very, very soon. But when it does come, are you going to let it in, or are you going to be filled with doubt that God even did it? Come on, we need to be ready with a heart of belief, ready and waiting for God to do something great in our lives. Do you know, there's another story that Jesus tells us about a man who wanted some bread, and the man had gone to bed. And he said, no, I can't give you bread because, no, even though you're my friend, I'm not going to give you bread. We've already gone to bed. But the Bible says the man kept knocking and knocking and knocking. And then the Bible says that he eventually gave him bread. And have a look at what it says. It says, he will get up, he says, and he will give you whatever you need because of your shameless persistence. Am I talking to anybody who's got some shameless persistence right now? Friends, that's what we need. And when it doesn't seem to be happening, what do? We look behind the scenes and we go, I wonder if my prayer is on the way, but right now there is just some huge spiritual battle going on right now. Do you remember when the children of Israel were standing on the edge of the Red Sea and they were praying, God, deliver us because we've got the Egyptians coming after us. And God says, yeah, I'm going to deliver you. It's all good. And then God parts the waters and the Egyptians come straight in after them. Don't you think they would have been thinking, God, what are you doing? You're supposed to be getting rid of our enemy. Just like some of us feel right now. We feel like our prayers are just not quite being answered. And God says, hold on. Eventually God closes the waters over the Egyptians. Did you know God's timing, friends, is always perfect. And I know that right now we're probably feeling, God, where are you in all of this? Friends, his timing is perfect. What does he need from us? We just need to be like Daniel and keep believing. We're going to keep fasting. We're going to keep allowing God to bring that miracle to come to pass. We're going to keep believing until that angel can do its job and then we end up with the miracle that we are looking for. So what do we do in between? What do we do while we're waiting? Friends, don't sabotage the promise. We know that Abraham was given a promise. Abraham, you're going to have a child. And this child is going to be a child of promise. And as we know, Abraham was quite old and so was his wife, and it just wasn't happening. And so eventually his wife says, hey, why don't you just take our servant here, our handmaiden, and why don't you just go do your business with her? Well, what he should have said was, no, Sarah, no. God's given me a promise and I'm going to keep believing for that promise. No, he started using the flesh. He started thinking in earthly terms. And so he goes and he has a child with this woman called Ishmael. And as we know, that child ends up mocking and persecuting the child of promise, which is Isaac. Friends, what does that mean to you and me? Friends, don't do things in the natural. Let God bring the promise about that he has given to you and to me. There are promises, but let's not walk in the flesh, friends. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 6, verse 15, it says, so after waiting patiently, Abraham received what was promised. After waiting patiently. Friends, that's what it calls for. We need to be patient, knowing that God is coming through for us. Come on, if someone's receiving that, we need to say, God, I receive it. And I believe the answer is on the way. What else can we do while we are waiting? Friends, give thanks to God for what you have been praying for. Give thanks. So, I think I'll give thanks once it comes to pass. No. If I was to walk up to you and say, hey, listen, later on today, I'm going to drop off a brand new car that I don't use much, and I'm just going to drop that car off to you because, you know, I can see that you need it. If that actually happened in a cafe somewhere, would you say to me, oh, look, I'll thank you when you drop it off? Or would you immediately just say, thank you? Wow. Thank you so much. Most people would start to thank the person who just made that offer even before you received it, believing that they are good on their word. Now, if they've lied to you multiple times, you probably would make that prior statement. But you know what? Most of us would go, thank you. You know what? Maybe what you've been praying about hasn't come to pass just yet. But can't we just say thank you anyway? Thank you, God, that my kids are walking with you. Thank you, Father God, that my marriage is awesome and it's blossoming. Thank you, Father God, that my business is going to go to the next level and we're going to go multinational. Thank you, Father God. I thank you for what you're doing. Or are we the sort of people that only thank God once we see it come to pass? No. Let's be people who understand that God is working behind the scenes. Friends, the answer is on the way. Let's learn the lessons. Let's be people that are not ignorant. We understand how this all works. You've prayed your prayer, you're seeking God, and you're believing the answer is on the way. I hope that it has encouraged someone here today. I really believe that as we continue through this Daniel fast, we're gonna see miracles, signs, and wonders start to take place. We're gonna come out of this lockdown. We're gonna come out fit and strong with a huge passion for Jesus.
Hi, I'm Richard Kabacki and pastor of Lifehouse Church. Just wanted to say thank you for listening to this message, and I hope and pray that you feel that it's added value to your life. My greatest desire is to see people develop a personal relationship with Jesus, which can begin by praying a very simple prayer. I'm going to pray that prayer right now, and if you'd like to begin that relationship, you can just repeat after me. Lord Jesus, I need you in my life. I choose you as my only hope of being forgiven. Please come into my life and let me begin a relationship with you that will last for all eternity. If you've prayed that prayer, we would love to know about it and celebrate your fantastic decision. You can do that by sending an email to mydecision@lifehouse.com.au. We look forward to hearing from you.